Today we're going to learn Sukkah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. I believe we are up to Rabbi Simon V'Itema Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, which is on the fourth line of the page on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. So up until now, we've been explaining the Shita the Chachamim, that you require three walls in the Sukkah, that the third wall should be a Tefach, and it should be close to one of the other walls. Now we're going to quote Shitos that disagree with that, that third wall maybe should be placed somewhat differently, and it's not just that you have two walls at an exact right angle, and then the third wall continuous to one of those walls. No, Rabbi Simon Vitem Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, Oselo Tefach Sochek. What you do is you make the third wall the width of a Tefach Sochek, a smiling Tefach. What does it mean, a Tefach that's smiling? It means that it's a little bit larger than a regular Tefach. A normal Tefach in Shas is considered to be a four etzbaos, which is the width of four thumbs. But sometimes you measure a Tefach with a little bit more, as if you were holding a fist, but the fingers were not directly touching each other, that there's a little bit of space in between them. So that's this Shlishis Afilu Tefach. The third wall that's a Tefach is not a regular Tefach, it's a Tefach Sochek. And where do you put that wall that's a Tefach? Uma Amido B'Pachos Mishol Shetfachim Samach L'Dofen. You put it less than three Tefachim away, just under, a hair under, three Tefachim away from one of the existing walls. So it's not continuous and touching one of the existing walls, it's within Lovud of one of the existing walls. When you're less than three tefachim away from the wall, that's considered like lavud. And lavud, we know, is a principle we keep on using, that any airspace that's less than three tefachim is as if it's totally closed up, and therefore this tefach sochek is considered to be connected to the other wall through the lavud. And when you take the 2.99 tefachim of the lavud and the 1.01 tefachim of the tefach sochek, you now have a four tefach wall on that third side. And that's what's machshir the sukkah, because a sukkah, as we've said, according to the Shitas Beshameh, which we paskin like, is supposed to be 7 by 7 tefachim. So that third wall has to at least have the majority of 7 tefachim, which would be 4 tefachim. But if that third wall was just a regular tefach, or even if it were a tefach sochek, but it wasn't positioned properly, just under three tefachim away from the wall in a way where together with the lavud it equals four tefachim, then it wouldn't actually work for the sukkah. It would not be machshir the sukkah. So up until now, what we've been describing is a typical case of a sukkah where you have two walls that are at a perfect right angle with each other, and then we're trying to figure out where to put that third wall that's afilu tefach, and how to position the third wall that's afilu tefach to make it a kasher sukkah. But now the Gemara is going to discuss, what if your two full walls are not at a right angle to each other, but they actually run parallel to each other? Is there a way to make a third wall that is less than a complete wall on one end or the other and still have a kasher sukkah? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah ha'asuya kemavui. Let's say you have a sukkah that's like a mavui. Now there are two types of mavuos. If you ever learn Maseches Erevin, there's what's called a mavui mafulash and a mavui she'eno mafulash. A mavui mafulash is where you have, it's a street that runs right through. There are chatseros off to either side, but it's open at both ends. A mavui she'eno mafulash is more like a dead end street, where it's open on one side, but at the other side you hit a dead end. We're talking about a sukkah that's set up much like a mavui mafulash, where it's totally open on both ends, and it has walls that run on either side. So what do you have to do to fix that and make it a kosher sukkah? So the halacha is kshera. It could be kosher if you have that tefach wall, but v'osu tefach memido l'kol roch she'irtza. And you could put that tefach wherever you want that tefach to be, and it's perfectly fine. But Rabbi Simon, v'item Rabbi Shimon Levi amar, Rabbi Simon, and some say Rabbi Shimon Levi says, that no, it's not enough to just have a one tefach wall on one end or the other. Rather, Oselo pas arba'a umashahu. Over here we have a more strict requirement. You need to have a board that is 4 plus tefachim. It has to be a hair over 4 tefachim, and then ma'amido b'pachos mishlosha samach l'dofen. You put that board that's just over 4 tefachim within just under 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls, and therefore that will create a loved situation. So you have the 4.01 tfachim of board next to the 2.99 tfachim of airspace, and that together creates a 7 tefach wall. And now what you have is 3 complete walls, and therefore you're not relying on this shlishis afilu tefach. You can't. Shlishis afilu tefach, according to Rabbi Simon or Rabbi Shimon Levi, only works when you're dealing with the original two walls running perpendicular to each other. But when you're dealing with two parallel walls, the complete walls being parallel walls, there is no such din of shlisha safit l'tefach. The third wall then has to be a real complete wall, and the way we make it a real complete wall is by employing lavud, is by taking a 4 tefach board and making lavud. So it says, well, why should that be different? Why should there be a difference? Why is it that when you have what we call kamin gam, two perpendicular walls that create a right angle, that it's good enough to have a third wall that's a tefach, and yet when it comes to two parallel walls, we require a pasar ba'a, we require 4 tefachim? Why should they be any different from each other? So the Gemara answers, hasam di ikashtei defanos kil chasan sagile b'tefach sochek. When you have two walls that are at a right angle, so then, yeah, you could have just a tefach. Hacha de lakashtei defanos, but over here where you don't have two walls that are at a right angle from each other, and the two walls that run parallel to each other really have no connection to each other, in order to create a connection between those two walls, you're going to need a real wall to create a connection between those two existing walls. So that's the difference. So I guess the main point over here will be that according to Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shimon Levi, when you have two perpendicular walls, the third wall could be a tefach within lavud of one of the walls, but two parallel walls, you need the third wall would need to be 4 plus tefachim within lavud of one of the existing walls. So we've been discussing two walls near each other, how to deal with a tefach of a third wall, or a little more than a tefach of a third wall, and making a kasher. Now we're going to discuss other details about a sukkah. Amar Rava, ve'inu niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. The sukkah is not going to be mutter just by having the tefach sochek. You also need to create a tzuras ha-pesach. That tzuras ha-pesach generally is defined as kana mikan v'kana mikan v'kana al gabeyem. Two side posts and what they call a lintel, that which goes over the side post. So you need a kana that's a half a tefach wide on next to one of the walls, and another kana, another pole that's half a tefach wide next to the other wall, and you put a third thing on top of it, and therefore the third side of the sukkah is considered to be closed off with a tzuras ha-pesach. Meaning what the Gemara is trying to say now is that if you don't have a solid tefach that you could put within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls, you have two poles that are each a half a tefach, not all is lost. You can still make your sukkah kosher. How do you make it kosher? Use those two half tefach boards as side posts. Make a post over them that runs over them like a doorway to create an image of a doorway, and making a doorway on the third side also helps. Ikada Amri Amarava v'niteres nami v'tzuras ha-pesach. That this is not this the idea of tzuras ha-pesach is not another way to take advantage of a tefach of a third wall, where you split that tefach into two and create a tzuras ha-pesach. No, it's an entirely separate heter called tzuras ha-pesach, an entirely separate way of making a kasher sukkah called tzuras ha-pesach. What do? There are two ways to be matar sukkah. One of them is by putting a tefach sochek within 3 tefachim of one of the existing walls, and then you have a second way to be matar sukkah by putting a kana mikan, the kana mikan, the kana al gabeim, even if they're not combined the width of a tefach. They don't have to be a tefach. You just instead create a sense of a tzuras ha-pesach. Igeda Amri Amarava Vitzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. And then there's a third version of what Rava says, that in order to be Machshir a Sukkah with a Tefach, you not only need a Tefach Sochek that's within 3 Tefachim of one of the existing walls, in addition to that, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. So three understandings of how Rava utilizes the Tzuras HaPesach. Number one, that you can utilize the Tzuras HaPesach by splitting the Tefach into two halves, the two side posts. Number two, Tzuras HaPesach is an entirely separate heter and doesn't even require a Tefach. And number three, that in addition to the solid Tefach, you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara tells the story. Ravashi Ashkel and Rav Kahana. Ravashi found Rav Kahana was in a sukkah that had two walls that were perpendicular to each other. Dekavit Tefach Sochek, and he had the third wall as a Tefach Sochek. Vikaavit Tzuras HaPesach, and he also did a Tzuras HaPesach. So that, which is like the third understanding of Rav. So Amalei, Ravashi said to Rav Kahana, why did you have to do that? Lo Savar Mar Lahad Rav Adam Rav Miniteres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Don't you hold of what Rav says that you have two options? You could either choose the Tefach option or you can choose the Tzuras HaPesach option, but you need not do both.
I don't hold like that version of Rava. I hold like the third version of Rava, that you require both. You require a Tefach and you require a Tzuras HaPesach.
Good. Shtayim kil chasan. So we had said that according to the Chachamim in the Braisa, in order to have a Kashra Sukkah, you need to have two walls that are perpendicular to each other, and then the third one is Afilu Tefach. Amar Rava, v'chein l'Shabbos. Just like there's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that the third wall of a sukkah can be a tefach, and we count it as if it's a real wall. So too, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, at least on the Shabbos of Sukkos, if such a sukkah exists in a Rishus HaRabim, right near a person's house, you're allowed to bring things from the sukkah to your house on Shabbos, because that sukkah is considered a Rishus HaYachid. See, normally, in Hilchos Shabbos, you would need to set up an Eruv, you would need to set up walls around an area, four walls around an area, in order for that area to become a Rishus HaYachid. But since on Sukkos we have this special halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that this legal fiction wall is created by taking one tefach and putting it within a certain distance of the wall, putting it within three tefachim of the wall. So we allow that to work for Shabbos of Sukkos as well. Migo dahav yodofen linin sukkah, hav yodofen linin Shabbos. If we're going to call that a wall with regard to sukkah, we're going to call it a wall with regard to Shabbos as well. So esve abaye, miyamrin migo, do we really say such a thing? That since it counts as a wall for Hilchos Sukkah, it counts as a wall for Hilchos Shabbos. Vatan yodofen sukkah kdofen Shabbos. Whatever is considered a wall with regard to Shabbos is considered a wall with regard to sukkah. For example, if you have a mechitza that's shasi below arev, meaning you make poles that are standing straight up, but they don't have cross poles, and they're within three tefachim of each other, so with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, that's perfectly good to surround an area, make that area rishus hayachid. Even though there's parts merubah alomit, there's more airspace than there is wall in there, but still that's good enough for Hilchos Shabbos. So using the principle of lavud. So when it comes to sukkah, we're going to say the same thing. But you cannot have three tefachim in between the poles, because then you're not going to be able to employ lavud. So even though with regard to that halacha, with regard to a wall made out of vertical poles, we're going to say it's or horizontal poles. I forget which is which. Vertical poles. That we're going to say that it's considered to be a wall both with regard to sukkah and with regard to Shabbos. There is one area in Hilchos Mechitzos where Shabbos is going to be more chamer than sukkah. V'yaseira Shabbos al sukkah, sha'a Shabbos ein miteres el ba'omen murubal ha'parutz, v'ashen ken v'sukkah. Shabbos, the mechitzos of Shabbos are only going to work if there's more omed than there is parutz, if there's more solid wall than there is open space. By sukkah, there's no such requirement. By sukkah, you could have way more open space as long as each open space is a lavud, is less than three tefachim. So, my lav yisera Shabbos dis sukkah as sukkah, v'lo amrin amigo. What do we mean? We have a chumrah of Shabbos over sukkah. Aren't we saying that even on the Shabbos of sukkahs itself, we have a chumrah that something is not going to be considered a wall for Shabbos, even as it is considered a wall for Sukkah, that we're talking about the Shabbos of Sukkot. So apparently we don't apply this din of Migo, that for the Shabbos of Sukkot, whatever counts as a wall for a Sukkah will automatically count for a wall of Shabbos. Says Gemara, lo, we misunderstood. Shabbos di Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. No, all it meant to say is that the halachos of regular Shabbosos may be more chamer than the halachos of Mechitza with regard to Sukkah. But in Achinami, the halachos of Mechitzos of Shabbos on the Shabbos of Sukkot conform exactly to the halachos of Mechitzos of a Sukkah. Ihachi, says Gemara, if that's true, that we're distinguishing between Shabbos of the rest of the year versus Shabbos of Sukkot, so listening Nami, the Brisa should have also added Yesera Sukkah di Alma as Sukkah de Shabbos, that Sukkah during the weekday has a Chumra over Sukkah on Shabbos. Dilu Sukkah di Alma by a Tefach Sochek. A Sukkah during the weekday requires a Tefach Sochek as the third wall in order to be Machshirit. If you take that Tefach plus and put it within three Tefachim, one of the existing walls. Dilu Sukkah de Shabbos, lo by a Tefach Sochek. Vasagi Balechi, you don't even need a Tefach Sochek. You could just put a Lechi there, just put a pole there. To Atu Damrit, because after all, it's you, Rav, who said, Sikech al gabe mavui sheesh lo lechi kosher, that if you have a mavui mafulash, a mavui that's open at both ends, and there's a pole on one end, a vertical pole running along one of the walls, on one of the open ends, and then you throw schach on top of that, that's kosher, because that pole counts as a mechitza. So we view it as if it has three walls and schach on it, so that's kosher, meaning since we treat it as a mechitza with regard to Shabbos min HaTorah, we're going to treat it as a mechitza with regard to Sukkah, even though in Hilchos Sukkah, it shouldn't be treated as a mechitza, because to be treated as a mechitza in Hilchos Sukkah, it would need to be more than a tefach, and within three tefachim of the wall. So what we're asking is, l'shi tascha, that the halachos of Shabbos, the halachos of Shabbos of Sukkot and the halachos of Sukkah in general have to comply with each other. Why didn't the Braisa say that this chamer din of Hechsher Sukkah that's made like a mavoi during a weekday, in order to be machshir, you normally need a tefach sochek, that's a chumra that you have on Sukkot during the weekday that you would not have on a Sukkah on Shabbos? So says Mara, hahu lo tzrichale. Now to teach that din, we don't need a Braisa to emphasize, because it's obvious that din. Meaning once because we already know that the dinim of Shabbos are more chamer than the dinim of Sukkah. So Hashem, mikilta l'chamirta amrinan. If we're going to say from the halachas of Sukkah, we can apply to the halachas of Shabbos, meaning a wall that's only kosher for Sukkah is even going to work for Shabbos, which is normally more chamur. So mechamirta l'kilta l'kolishkein. To take a wall that's only kosher for Shabbos and say that will allow that to even work for Sukkah, which is more kal, of course we're going to be willing to say that. So the point over here is, just to summarize this main point over here, is that if we apply the principle of Migo, we allow a wall that's kosher for Sukkah, like a Tefach Sochek, to work even for the Shabbos of Sukkot. And we allow a wall that's kosher only for Shabbos. We allow a wall that's kosher only for Shabbos, like a lechi, to work even for the Sukkah on Shabbos of Sukkot. So the Migo works in both directions. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll pick up next time at Gufa.